from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always fun to talk to Dan Wiederer, and what a week to do so. And he joins us now in the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, this is the Wednesday of week one. I feel like we waited forever for it to get here. It's here. We'll be out at House Hall later today for interviews and a practice. It just feels like this is time for Chicago to kind of wrap their arms around the football season.
Will we hear from Caleb Williams today? And if so, what is the one thing you'd like to ask him?
Yeah, we will. We're supposed to hear from Caleb Williams today before practice. I'm curious how in his first game preparing in the NFL, he's going about the studying of the Tennessee Titans, who are undergoing a coaching change. Denard Wilson, their new coordinator. There's not a lot of film on a Denard Wilson defense to study, right? And so there's a little bit of guesswork involved in this. Just kind of getting a feel for how Caleb and Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus have gone about the preparation process for the rookie quarterback, I think is going to be kind of intriguing to learn about over the next couple of days.
We will finally get the lauded injury report. I don't know if that means much. We know the names of the players that are in or out, or, you know, it seems as if Roschon Johnson and Zach Pickens may not be up for this game. But do you expect the rest of the players that have missed time to be available? And how many guys will be on the injury list, in your opinion?
Based on a very short, 50-minute practice on Monday, it felt like some of the guys that you were a little bit concerned about were trending in the right direction. That's guys like Kevin Byard, Montez Sweat, Keenan Allen, you know, key starters that you're going to be leaning into to help you get this win on Sunday. This could be another pretty clean injury report overall. You mentioned Roschon Johnson and Pickens. Those guys will be limited or out today, I would imagine. And then we'll just kind of wait, you know, for that final air horn of the first official practice of week one to end. And then we'll get that injury report and we'll all kind of have a better glimpse into where they're at.
You know, Dan, we watched the final episode of Hard Knocks, and throughout there are a lot of positives that came out of that. But I think I was expecting a little bit more. One thing that stood out, I thought we'd get more Cole Kmet. So I wondered if you thought the same thing. Also, you wrote about Cole Kmet yesterday in the Tribune. Very, very candid about what Caleb Williams offers that maybe some of his predecessors did not.
Yeah, so to the Hard Knocks question, David, I think one of the things that maybe I left the series a little bit disappointed with, and I get it, the genre is all about sort of chronicling a team through the preseason and training camp and figuring out who's on the roster bubble and who's not, and how they're going to find their way onto a team or pivot in a new direction in their lives. I think you leave a lot of center stage storylines on the cutting room floor. And I think this team is just overflowing with sort of really compelling characters and headliners on this football team. Just go through the picture of their eight captains, right? And look at each one of those eight guys and how deep each one of their stories is to get to this point. So you kind of miss out on some of that. Cole's one of those guys, right? He's a guy that grew up in Chicago. So he knows the energy that Bears fans and the entire city is feeling this week. He understands what the frustration has been of the last 4 years of his existence, of his NFL career, of winning 24 times and losing 44 times, right? And trying to flip that, because he knows what this city will be like when this team breaks through. And so I think Cole's got a really interesting perspective. I think he's got a very strong voice, and I think he's got a really good juice about him right now, because he understands sort of that tightrope you have to walk between being patient and being very urgent. Because one of the things that was really compelling in what he said to me was, look, if I'm lucky, I'm going to play 8 to 10 years in the league, which means four opportunities to win a Super Bowl are already in my rearview mirror. And so there's not a lot of time left for me to experience the glory that I dreamed of experiencing. It's time to go. And 2024 should be an opportunity to climb towards some of that.
So we look at the Bears and we understand that the season is upcoming and off you go. Does this look like a playoff team from your perspective? And I think obviously you're looking at what they have to get done in the division, but just generally speaking, you've been around to a lot of different camps. Does this look like, is the vibe so good you feel that coming?
Yeah, Molly, it's funny because Rich Campbell and I used to have a running joke, given our experiences here and with the previous organizations that we covered, that we knew what 6-10 looked like, right? Yes. Like you'd get out on a football field and you'd feel the optimism, and then you go, no, that's too many loose bolts with that team. That team's going to lose 10 games and you're not going to get there. I don't see this team as a 10-loss football team. I see this team that should be at or around 500. If they can hit a hot streak at the right time, they can push themselves to a higher level than that. But I do think that playoff aspirations are realistic. I think they're going to be right there fighting for it in the final weeks of December and into January. And it's going to be a fun ride to go on, because if they can find some of that magic, you know, some of it has to be injury, health, luck. Some of it has to be just a couple well-timed wins where you catch a break and you make the plays that need to be made to win a football game. You can book yourself a date into the wild card round of the playoffs. And I know that's something around here that everybody is hoping for. They believe was within reach, and certainly within the building, they feel like they have the combination of talent, unity, and belief to go ahead and attack that goal.
If Shane Waldron, for example, were to write a reminder to himself on the play sheet, as some offensive coordinators have been known to do, what would be the biggest, boldest words he could remind himself on Sunday?
Stay patient. You know, I think that's probably it right there, David. You get your Sharpie out and you write that and you put an underline under it, and maybe two exclamation points at the end of it, because I think you have to understand what you're working with here. It's going to be a rookie quarterback in his first start against a defense that we don't know a whole lot about. And you've given him these instructions for months now about being a distributor, being a point guard, being a guy who gets the ball to the skills players and lets them do a lot of the work. And then when you're in situational need, you ask your quarterback to do what he does on the highest level, which is make plays outside of structure, you know. And so the patience level is going to be needed there on a series to series basis. We watched it against the Bengals in the preseason. You go three and out, three and out, three and out, and you can start to feel a little bit antsy. That antsiness is going to amplify in the regular season when you've got a game that means something. And so you just got to stay patient and understand what the game is. I do think that this is a football game you can win by leaning heavily on your defense and heavily on your running game. And so don't forget that. Feed the ball to DeAndre Swift early and often. Use that to open up some play action stuff. And then just understand that your defense is going to keep you around in games, and you don't have to do what Caleb Williams was trying to do in his last year at USC, which is chase points every single time he got the ball in his hands.
I'm curious, when, you know, we've discussed the captains and we've gone over all that stuff, eight captains, it's a lot. I think the only thing that was slightly disappointing to me is that there wasn't an offensive lineman represented as a captain. And it made me just wonder, and I get it, you know, that they've got a 40-year-old tight end, so you got two tight ends represented, and I suppose Mercedes Lewis is sort of, you know, almost an offensive lineman. But I just wonder, is there a leader to that group, Dan, when you look at it? And who would that be? And why is that player not a captain?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Well, it's a great question in terms of trying to feel out what the leadership of that group is, because it is still a very young group, you know, with Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright at your tackle positions, and Tevin Jenkins, I don't think has been available enough through his first 3 years to sort of slot into that role, even though it seems like he probably has the demeanor and the voice to be one of those guys. We've talked about Nate Davis forever. Coleman Shelton's new to the building. So who is it? Who is that guy on the offensive line? That's probably worth digging around to learn who the tone setter is. I've kind of felt in the early stages of OTAs that Ryan Bates was kind of emerging in that direction. Well, he's been hampered by a shoulder issue that hasn't allowed him to be on the field a lot here in the month of August. And so he's a backup now. And so you're not really going to have many guys on your team that are backups and captains. And so that is probably something worth keeping tabs on as the season progresses, because you're going to need eventually for somebody to take the reins of that leadership role in that room.
What did you think when you learned that the Bears entertained a trade offer for Velus Jones and Ryan Poles wanted at least a fourth round draft pick before he was willing to part with them?
I would like to know more, David. I'd like to know who was reaching out and what the offer was. Certainly the Bears have identified in Velus some playmaking gifts that they weren't ready to move past. And you saw it last night in Hard Knocks with the conviction that a lot of those coaches in that building have in terms of what the skill set is and like, let's just try to squeeze something out of this. And so now it's going to be fascinating here, really probably in the first month of the season, to see what kind of niche they can carve out for Velus offensively and what that looks like, because you guys know there's a lot of mouths to feed. We just talked about feeding DeAndre Swift a lot in the running game. You've got three really good receivers, a tight end that's worth throwing the ball to. Caleb has talked himself about understanding his role of getting certain guys involved early in a football game, just to make sure that you get them unlocked early and that they're fully into the flow of a game. That's going to be a challenge with as many big time playmakers as they have on this offense. Now it's a good challenge to have, but Velus is going to have to find spots, right, to contribute. And when he gets his opportunity, he's going to have to make the most of it.
Are you confident they have enough on the defensive line?
No. Fascinated to see kind of how this rotation comes together. You know, six defensive ends kept on the 53. You've got an interior that you believe in with the ability to bump DeMarcus Walker inside on obvious passing downs. It's going to be fun. You know, like the one thing I have confidence in, Mully, is that Eric Washington understands how to get the most out of that group. And I think he has done a lot of work, you know, through the spring and summer with Matt Eberflus to try to figure out, okay, what can this look like and how do we kind of position guys so that their gifts come out to position them for success. We'll get our first look at what that looks like on Sunday against the Titans team with a young quarterback that you can challenge in different ways. And so it'll be fun to see that play out.
Are you prepared to make your pick?
No. Okay. You know me. Wednesday morning, too early. We need a couple days in the building.
Can you tell us who you enjoyed interviewing more yesterday? Nice job with Spiegs. How about Craig Counselor, Nico Horner?
Yeah, good question. First of all, on the pick front of things, I'm leaning heavily toward the Bears at this point. I can't give you a score yet, but right now I'm leaning heavily towards a pretty joyful Sunday at Soldier Field. Nico was a little bit looser, as you guys might imagine, in the interview setting than Council was. Feels like he's a little bit more willing to play along with some of the shtick and the humor. So I enjoyed that part of the conversation. It would have been nice if the Cubs were following up that strong road trip with some home victories, but they've hit a little bit of a slide here the last couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm very pumped up for this season, and I think it's one of those rare years where you kind of want to see it immediately. You know, we talked about this idea that rookie first overall quarterbacks are 0-14-1 in the last 20 years. But has there been a situation like this where a team, you know, has two top 10 picks where they should have been selecting nine, not one? You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like this is more an exception. And I think the player's an exception as well.
Right. You know, the asterisk on this is that this was the Panthers pick. And I know there's been other number one picks that, you know, teams have traded up to go get guys, whether it's Jared Goff or others. But you have a situation here where, you have, I've been sort of identifying this as a lob toward the rim for the Bears, to be honest with you. You have a home game against a AFC opponent that's still kind of finding its way with a new coaching staff. And so, like, the ball is headed toward the rim. You just got a way to find a way to put it through the hoop. I think they've got the talent and the strategy chops and everything else to make this a successful Sunday. Go get it done, because you guys know what the reaction is going to be here Monday. If this opportunity slips away and staring at you through the windshield in week two as a primetime game in Houston against CJ Stroud, all of a sudden, all this positive energy we've talked about for 6 months will be very, very nervous energy, right? And the season will feel like it's in a spot that it doesn't deserve to be in right away. And so hopefully the Bears can do their job and take care of business against a very beatable opponent.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Good stuff, Dan.
Enjoy the week. Should be fun.
And you can hear Dan along with David on the Take the North podcast. You can follow it and make sure that you're up on everything that's happening and all of the information leading into games. And, of course, the reaction coming out, it's all there for you on the Odyssey app. Just go wherever you get your podcast. Take the North is the place to listen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.